The little cloud who wanted to paint. Once upon a time, high up in the bright blue sky, there lived a small cloud named Pico. Pico wasn't like the other clouds who loved to race across the sky, puff up into grand shapes, or gather together for a big stormy adventures. Pico had a dream. He wanted to paint. Yes, paint. He had watched children on the ground with their colorful crayons and brushes, filling their papers with rainbows, forest, ocean, and stars. Pico wished more than anything to create beautiful pictures across the sky. But there was one problem. Clouds didn't have hands or brushes or paints. Whenever Pico tried to create something, he would just puff himself into a wobbly sheep or a lumpy rabbit, and the wind would blow him away. One sunny morning, as Pico floated sadly behind a tall mountain, he heard a voice. "Why do you look so gloomy on such a bright day?" asked the mountain. "I want to paint," Pico sighed, "but I don't have colors or brushes," he said. The mountain rumbled a kind laugh. "You are a cloud," said the mountain. "You have something even better." "You have the sky itself," said the mountain. "But the sky is so big and blue," Pico said, looking around. "How can I fill it with pictures?" he asked. "You need help," said the mountain wisely. "Go visit the rainbow bird." "The rainbow bird?" Pico's eyes, only if clouds could have, just sparkled the same way. "Where can I find her?" Pico asked. "Fly towards the setting sun," said the mountain, "and follow the winds. She'll find you." Excited, Pico thanked the mountain and floated westward, his fluffy heart beating with hope. He passed over golden fields, rivers that glittered like silver ribbons, and forests full of whispering trees. After a long, long journey, just as the sky was turning orange and purple, a shimmering shape soared down from the clouds. It was the rainbow bird. The rainbow bird was beautiful beyond anything Pico had ever seen, with feathers of every color: scarlet, emerald, sapphire, gold. She flew in dazzling loops, painting streaks of colors wherever she went. "You must be Pico," said the rainbow bird in a voice much like music. "I heard you're looking for a way to paint." "Yes, please," said Pico, bouncing with excitement. "Then "Listen carefully," said the rainbow bird. "To paint the sky, you must collect colors from the world below. Colors from flowers, rivers, mountains, and forests. Bring them together and your dreams will come true." "But how can I carry colors?" Pico asked. "With your heart," said the rainbow bird, touching Pico gently with her glowing wing. "Believe in your dream and the world will share its colors with you," said the rainbow bird. And just like that, she flew away, trailing a brilliant arc across the sky. Pico didn't waste a moment. He floated down close to the earth, where he could see the colors more clearly. First, he visited a meadow full of wild flowers. There were golden sunflowers, bluebells as bright as the ocean, and tiny red poppies. "I wish I could borrow your colors," Pico asked to the flowers. The sunflower swayed and laughed. "Take a bit of our yellow," they said. The bluebells chimed, and a drop of our blue too. The poppies whispered, and a splash of our red. Pico, trusting the rainbow bird's words, soaked in the light of the colors. He felt them nestle inside his cloud heart, warm and glowing. Next, Pico drifted over a river. The water danced in silver and blue, sparkling under the setting sun. "May I borrow your shimmer?" Pico asked. The river burbled happily. "Of course," it sang, sending up a mist of glittering droplets that Pico gathered into himself. He collected the greens of the forest, the copper glow of the mountains at the sunset, and the soft pink of the morning sky. Each time, the world shared its beauty with him gladly. Finally, Pico felt so full of colors that he thought he might burst now. He floated high, higher than ever before, until he was right where the sky turned from blue to deep purple. Then he took a deep breath, or you could also say the cloud version of a deep breath, and let go of all the colors inside him. Suddenly, the sky lit up, swirls of gold, rivers of silver, bursts of pinks, and red and blue spun across the heavens. It looked like a giant painting stretched across the world. Down on the ground, children pointed at the sky, laughing and clapping. Even the grown-ups stopped what they were doing and looked up in the sky and smiled. Some said it was the most beautiful sunset they had ever seen. Pico was so happy that he could hardly stay still. He had painted the sky. He had made the world more beautiful. The rainbow bird reappeared, circling around him. "You did it, little one," she said warmly. "You believed and you shared your heart with the world. But I had so much help," Pico said. "And that is the secret," the rainbow bird winked. "The best art comes when we share love and kindness." From that day on, whenever the sky is filled with breathtaking colors at sunset, people say, "Look, Pico is painting again." And somewhere high above the mountains and rivers and forests, a little cloud dances with joy, dreaming of even more beautiful pictures to paint.